Have you ever wondered why men seem to inhabit a different reality? Why your husband stares blankly at the dishwasher rather than loading it? Or why your teenage son takes risks that make your heart stop? The male brain isn't just a female brain with different plumbing, it's fundamentally distinct from conception onward. Every male cell contains a Y chromosome, creating profound differences in brain structure. By 8 weeks after conception, tiny testicles begin pumping testosterone that permanently alters brain architecture, creating larger centers for sexual pursuit and physical action, while pruning areas for communication and emotional processing. These differences manifest immediately after birth. Baby boys track moving objects within 24 hours, while baby girls focus on faces and emotional expressions. When Jessica understood these biological differences in her son David, she felt relieved about his perpetual motion behaviors that weren't signs of poor parenting, but natural masculine development. At 14, a neurological reconstruction occurs as hormone levels increase dramatically in male adolescents. This creates a developmental gap between emotional responses, regulated by the amygdala, and executive function, controlled by the prefrontal cortex, explaining increased impulsivity in decision-making. Young males tend toward brief, action-oriented communication, while their female peers engage in more detailed personal exchanges. The rostral cingulate zone, responsible for processing social feedback, undergoes significant changes during adolescence, making peer acceptance particularly important. This manifests in heightened awareness of social media engagement and group dynamics. Even seemingly minor social interactions can have substantial emotional impact during this sensitive period. Status and social positioning become increasingly important, influenced by both biological and social factors, as young males feel compelled to establish their place in social hierarchies. The moment Ryan spotted Nicole at the sports bar, his ancient mating brain took command. His hypothalamus lit up like a slot machine, focusing exclusively on her petite hourglass figure, the shape men across all cultures find attractive, as it signals fertility. Their interaction unfolded through pre-programmed nonverbal micro-flirtations, subtle chin tilts, raised eyebrows, carefully timed smiles, and brief glances lasting 2-3 seconds before looking away, a pattern repeated several times before direct contact. Their French kiss served as a sophisticated biological taste test, exchanging over 80 million bacteria and complex chemical signals about health and genetic compatibility. Throughout their courtship, Ryan's male brain urged immediate sexual connection, while Nicole maintained caution, reflecting research showing men typically desire physical intimacy after 3-4 dates, while women prefer waiting 12-14 encounters. The mystery of monogamy versus promiscuity lies partly in genetics. Men with longer versions of the vasocressin receptor gene are twice as likely to commit to one partner and have significantly lower divorce rates. After his divorce, Matt experienced the rebound transformation, his brain biology driving him towards seeking multiple partners. Research consistently shows men desire an average of 14 sexual partners in their lifetime compared to women's 1 or 2. This disparity stems from evolutionary biology. Men produce millions of sperm daily, while women have limited eggs and face greater biological investment in reproduction. The penis occupies an outsized place in men's self-perception, with approximately 45% reporting anxiety about size, despite 85% of women being satisfied with their partner's dimensions. Men's erections often occur without conscious command, driven by unconscious signals from the spinal cord rather than deliberate desire. These reflexive erections happen 3 to 5 times during sleep and 11 to 18 times during waking hours. Matt discovered his tendency to fall asleep immediately after sex wasn't personal but biological. The oxytocin released after male orgasm triggers the brain's sleep center like a sleeping pill, reducing brain activity by up to 70%. While this same hormone makes women want to cuddle after sex, it sedates men. When Tim saw his baby's beating heart on the ultrasound screen, it triggered a profound emotional shift. At birth, the same brain circuits activated during romantic love were hijacked to ensure parent-child bonding, with neurochemicals like dopamine and oxytocin reinforcing these connections. A baby's face, with its large eyes and soft cheeks, activates the parental instinct area within a seventh of a second. Physical touch and interaction are crucial for developing the daddy brain. Studies of marmoset fathers show increased cells in the prefrontal cortex, the area for thinking and predicting consequences. By 6 months, Tim's son loved his stimulating games, entering a private world when tickled. Research shows fathers play differently with babies, more physical and spontaneous, especially when mothers aren't watching. This daddy-style play builds unique neural connections in both father and child through back-and-forth interactions. German research revealed children whose fathers played roughly with them became the most self-confident adolescents. Neil couldn't understand why his problem-solving approach wasn't helpful when his wife Danielle shared her work stress. Their situation exemplified the classic complaint: men accused of emotional detachment, women of excessive emotion. The male and female brains process emotions differently through two distinct systems, the mirror neuron system, MNS, and the temporal parietal junction. Men predominantly rely on the TPJ, which maintains boundaries between self and other emotions, allowing analytical problem solving without emotional infection. Neil's brain briefly mirrored Danielle's distress before quickly switching to find solutions, like an express train rushing to its destination. From boyhood, males learn to hide emotions behind a guy face. Research reveals that men initially react more strongly to emotional stimuli than women, but within 2.5 seconds, they unconsciously suppress their facial expressions. This poker-faced response becomes automatic, leading women to misinterpret their apparent stoicism as emotional deficiency rather than a different processing style. John's brain was changing with age, his high-performance Maserati now running on fuel better suited for a luxury sedan. His hormonal shifts created a kinder, gentler man who enjoyed cuddling with Kate and felt unprecedented emotional closeness. With lower testosterone and vasopressin, his brain became more responsive to oxytocin, improving his empathy and ability to read facial expressions. Just as women experience menopause, men undergo andropause when hormone production declines. A century ago, this was rare, since men's average lifespan was only 45 years. But today, men live decades after hormonal decline begins. John's mature male brain transformed him into a doting grandfather, with more patience and emotional availability than he'd shown as a father. His love circuits were hijacked by his grandson, exemplifying what researcher George Viant calls generativity, where men's focus shifts from personal advantage to supporting the next generation. Understanding these gender differences helps dispel negative stereotypes while explaining miscommunications between sexes. When we recognize that men's behaviors stem from biological realities rather than deliberate choices, we can approach relationships with greater patience. This insight helps explain why men might retreat during emotional conflicts, process grief differently, or show affection through actions rather than words. The path to genuine connection isn't pretending we're all the same. It's appreciating how our different brains create unique perspectives that, when understood, can complement rather than conflict with each other.